USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer held a press conference in New York City Sunday to celebrate the major win for Democrats overnight. With Nevada Democratic candidate Catherine Cortez Masto's victory, control of the Senate will remain with the Democratic Party. Schumer applauding the results, saying Americans choose to reject the anti-democratic behavior of the Republican Party, including their complicit silence following the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Too many Republican leaders actually encouraged the threats of violence, the denial of an election. And so the American people said, whoa, this ain't for us.
The House of Representatives, however, remains up for grabs.
Days after the November 8th midterm elections. If Republicans gain the majority in the chamber, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is expected to become Speaker. He's pledging to hold the Biden administration accountable through investigations. He spoke on Fox News.
With that gavel, regardless of the number of how high or over 218 you are, you have subpoena power, and we will use it.
In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Congressional Progressive Caucus Sunday introduced incoming members elected in last week's midterms. The caucus chair said 15 of the 18 candidates endorsed by the CPC have won their races, with one loss and two remaining to be called. Among the progressive freshmen is 25-year-old Maxwell Frost, the first Gen Z member of Congress. Frost said he first entered politics to prevent school shootings.
3 years after I got involved in politics, I'd become a survivor of gun violence myself, and learned firsthand how the issues you can fight for, they're always very close to home.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos named Dolly Parton recipient of his latest Courage and Civility Award. The award comes with a $100 million prize for Parton to give to charities of her choice. Parton has been a strong advocate for literacy and operates a foundation that distributes books to kids around the world. Bezos announced the Courage and Civility Award in a video released to social media.
Embodies these ideals so thoroughly. She gives with her heart. What she's done for kids, literacy, and so many other things is just incredible.
A shooting outside a Florida high school football game left one person dead and sent players and spectators scrambling to safety. Orlando's Jones High School was finishing a Saturday night playoff victory over Wakiva High when a gunman fired several shots in the parking lot during an altercation between two groups. Officers ran to the parking lot, found one adult dead and another wounded. Four juveniles were arrested, including one carrying a weapon. On Sunday, anyone looking for a cold one at the NFL's pregame fan festival outside the Lions Arena struck out. The NFL sold plenty of merchandise at its festival, and vendors offered coffee, soft drinks, and water. But thirsty fans had to wait to get inside the stadium to buy a cold one. Here in Munich, in the home country of beer, that's a little bit weird, said 32-year-old Martin Stelzer, who traveled with friends to watch Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Seattle Seahawks 21-16 in the first regular season game in Germany. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.